You're listening to SBS News.
Water is a valuable resource in Australia. Farmers in the agriculture sector use water for primary production purposes, but environmental advocates want to see more water flowing and not used as a commodity. The Murray-Darling Basin is the largest river system in Australia. It runs through Queensland, through New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory, Victoria and South Australia. It spans 77,000 kilometres of rivers. The plan to save and preserve the Murray-Darling Basin is getting a shake-up. The federal government has committed to end the Water Buyback Initiative. What is a water buyback? A water buyback is where the government reacquires water entitlements from farmers or growers. The purchase aims to reduce the amount of water that is taken from the river for irrigation. Water Minister Keith Pitt has ruled out the prospect of buying more water entitlements from farmers in a bid to meet water-saving targets which have been set by the Basin Plan. Mr. Pitt has announced a funding boost for water recovery programs and grants for basin communities.
We need to adjust our approaches. We need to redouble our efforts, because failure just prolongs the uncertainty that basin communities face.
The Murray-Darling Basin Plan is a broad and multi-party agreement about how to use the water that flows down the river system. It was legislated by Julia Gillard in 2012 after the Commonwealth reached an agreement with each of the basin states. Findings released in an independent report found that a target of 450 gigalitres of water by 2024 will not be met. Minister Pitt says he has not given up on achieving that target.
I want to rebalance the system, and not just through the blunt tool of water buybacks.
Former Water Minister David Littleproud previously threatened states with buybacks if they didn't deliver on water-saving projects. That leverage has evaporated with the minister's new pledge. Instead, the government will need to ensure that water is returned to the environment through water-saving projects, which are lagging behind the 2024 deadline. Chief Executive of the National Irrigators Council, Steve Wan, says efforts should be focused on upgrading infrastructure for irrigation.
While a farmer might make some money out of having their water bought, they also take out a more intensive style of agricultural production, which employs more people. So you lose flow-on impacts in the community and the jobs that go with that.
Environmentalists insist that scrapping the scheme will do more harm than good. Jamie Pittock is a water management expert from the Australian National University. He argues that buybacks will eventually restore critical flows to the system, safeguard biodiversity, and keep state governments honest.
Buybacks are one quarter of the price of the approach that the federal government is taking of subsidising water infrastructure upgrades.
Greens water and environment spokesperson Sarah Hanson-Young says the announcement is a major blow to small farming communities.
Big corporate irrigators versus everybody else, versus small family farms, the community, and of course the environment. This isn't the environment versus jobs. This is big corporates taking advantage of everybody else.
Monitoring and policing water rules will also receive an overhaul under a $38 million plan to improve compliance. Also, a new statutory authority will be established using staff from the Murray-Darling Basin Authority and new leadership under an Inspector General of Water Compliance. Professor Pittock says none of these new changes will make a significant difference.
Who does this Inspector General report to? Is it only to the authority? Is it to the Federal Water Minister? Or is it to the National Cabinet to try and drive some real improvements?
The announcement follows another report by the Wentworth Group of Concerned Scientists, an independent group of scientists and economists, which found that 20% of the water expected to flow through the basin in the last 8 years has gone missing. Their report also recommended not making changes to the Murray-Darling Basin Plan yet, as it is still in the process of being implemented. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News. We'll be right back.